Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
As you may have heard, the Russian-born founder of the Telegram messaging service, Pavel Durov, was arrested over the weekend in Paris on charges of failing to moderate extreme chats online. Telegram, the messaging service, was used to spread many false claims ahead of the Dublin riots last November. It brings into sharp focus how and whether governments can regulate big technology. And it comes as big semiconductor companies such as Intel are starting to trim their sails and reduce their global footprint. Joining us to discuss that and other big themes is Grit Young, M&A advisor and valuations partner with EY here in Ireland. Good morning, Grit.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks.
Can we start with the arrest of the Telegram boss? Normally he's based in Dubai, but he had a French passport.
Yeah, that's
he now regrets, I suspect.
So I think there's still some speculation as to whether why he was arrested. It seems to be because he failed to moderate content on his site, and he failed to take down some of the large groups that he was hosting, as well as potentially facilitating money laundering and other crimes.
Yeah.
And because he had a French passport, as he landed in France, clearly. Some prosecutor or a judge deemed that he had enough grounds to arrest him.
Indeed, it turns out that it was one of the regulators for hate speech and child pornography ordered the arrest of Durov. It did spark a response from the Russians. They're not very happy that their former citizen has been arrested.
Yeah, even though he left Russia because they wanted him to give them information of users previously in order to crack down on some protests or people who were not aligned with the system. So I think the Russian media take this as an opportunity to have a go at a European country. And free speech is something that people seem to talk about they misuse it sometimes these days in order to state that they don't have to moderate their social media platforms.
Yeah.
In my view, moderation is important. I don't think the general public would be concerned if an oil company was made to clean up its oil spill. That's an externality. Businesses are here to provide services and goods to customers, primarily then to make a profit and return this to investors. And governments are there to make sure that when they do this, which is their priority, clearly, and should be, that they don't create damage to the overall environment. And I think it's clear to me and to most people that the Dublin riots caused a huge amount of financial as well as human damage.
Yeah, I reached out to Telegram messaging service after the Dublin riots, since so many of the false claims and false disinformation had been spread via Telegram, and they said, send me your questions. So we sent the questions and we got no response. I reached out to them again and they never responded at all. And so they haven't been answerable to Irish media, at least. Whether they're answerable to the Irish government is another discussion. It does bring into sharp focus, does it not, Grit, about the power of these big technology owners, including Elon Musk?
Yeah, so I think when you operate a business of that scale and with that influence, you are personally responsible, and you are responsible in general to conduct that in an order that it doesn't create these, as economists call them, externalities. It doesn't create damage to the environment that they operate in. Yeah. And moderation is a very expensive business.
Yes.
And I think that is the crux.
There's going to be a big battle, though, isn't there, between the European Union in the form of the DSA, the Digital Services Act, and platforms such as Twitter or X?
Yeah, so that act has come into legislation in 2024, February, I think it is. So it's early days to see how it's going to be enforced. But clearly it does give the regulators a little bit more teeth in order to go after some of those businesses.
Now, semiconductor companies, let's stay with technology for a moment. They're cutting their workforces worldwide, not everyone, but certainly one company that we're interested in here is Intel, because they're such a large employer. They employ 5,000 jobs, 5,000 people directly, and then thousands more indirectly. Do you think this is because they may have fallen behind on the battle for AI supremacy, or is it they're reducing their footprint for other reasons?
So the semiconductor industry has gone through a lot of disruption, technological initially, over a very short period of time. And by short, I mean 20 years or so, because that sort of industry, it has a lot of, it needs a lot of technical know-how and a lot of capital expenditure. It came, so there was a huge amount of demand for processors in PCs. That then shifted more towards the mobile and edge device, a sort of lightweight semiconductor technology, which was quite different, again, to the PC processors. And now AI, so the graphic processing units seem to be, mostly surprisingly, very, very good at training the AI algorithms. So that technological disruption has obviously mean that there will be some winners and losers.
And the winner is, of course, NVIDIA. And their latest results are out this week, and everybody expects them to be another, you know, stonking set of results.
Yeah, certainly analysts and investors are expecting a huge amount of growth.
Yeah, big election in November in the States. One of the candidates has promised to impose tariffs across the board on nearly every product coming into the United States. That looks like a trade war in the making to me.
Yeah, so I think protectionist policies tend to increase prices for consumers and typically stifle growth. So especially when that becomes more widespread. Now, we have seen tariffs and trade wars, especially in the semiconductor industry, for now 10 years between China and the US. So it's not exactly news, but it will also, if it does spread to other industries, it will have a profound impact, I suspect, on consumers in particular. Now, some businesses might actually benefit from it.
Is there any way that consumers wouldn't end up paying more if tariffs were applied across the board by the Americans?
I think that would defy the laws of economics, quite frankly, okay. Because, yeah, you will make
that, as you know, that's what Trump said. He said it won't cost anybody anything.
Yeah, no comment.
Okay, Grit. Herzlichen Dank. That is Grit Young there, M&A advisor and valuations partner with EY here in Ireland. Back in a moment with the boss of Kerrigan Butchers.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.